this team or watch the draft and find out that, you know, they draft safeties, and do you go and look them up and see what they're about, or that's who's going to be added to your group?
Yeah, absolutely. When I heard about the guys we picked up, I definitely looked and seen, you know, what type of players they were. Even watched some interviews, see what type of person, people they are. So I think we got two good guys, and they're going to contribute a lot for us.
They talked about you coming in on your off day and coming speaking to them. What drove you to do that, and what was your message?
Actually, I just came up here to do some little extra things, and I forgot it was rookie minicamp. So I just poked my head in the meeting room, and they were in there. So I just introduced myself for a second, told them, you know, listen to Joe Woods, and just come out here and play hard, and you'll be all right.
Now that you're a Super Bowl champion, does it feel like a lifetime ago, maybe five lifetimes ago, that you played for the Cleveland Browns?
You know what? No, it seems like yesterday, honestly. You know, going on year seven, you know, went by real fast. So it is not far ago at all.
That defense last year played with a chip on his shoulder, wanting to be the best. How do you maintain that chip after being the best, one of the best defenses ever?
You know, seems like a lot of media is doing that for us. We still don't get the credit. I don't know, you know, just be better than last year. That's what we want to do. Be better than last year. We were learning the defense coming in, and, you know, it's so much easier coming in a second year when you already have a defense in place and you know what you're doing. And it's like right now it's rhetorical for us, but, you know, the rookies need to hear it. But, you know, we're light years ahead of where we were last year. So, you know, that's a lot of confidence going into the season.
What specifically are the areas you think the defense can improve in?
I think we could get more interceptions, make more, make more bigger plays on interceptions. We want to get our missed tackles down and less mental errors. You know, play the defenses the way they're supposed to be played at all times. You know, knock out some of the mental errors. I think that's the three biggest things we could work on to get better than that.
Why do you think that you're not getting enough credit? I mean, a lot of people are saying you might be the greatest defense of all time.
You know what? I don't know, but it really doesn't matter because we're going to the White House in a few weeks. you know, it's a new year. It's a new season. We lost some guys, a couple guys on defense. And, you know, maybe they like to see us play with a chip on our shoulder. So maybe it's more entertaining that way.
Missing Malik and Danny and Omar and David Bruton and all those guys?
You know, there's some good players you just mentioned, and we're going to miss them. But, you know, it's the NFL. It's turnover every year. We got to have the younger guys. We got to draft a couple guys, got a couple free agents, and they got to come in and step up. And that's the name of the game. And if they do that, you know, we'll keep on, you know, grinding away. That was our motto last year, kind of just keep grinding. And hopefully, you know, we'll have the same success we had last year.
TJ, I know last year top 100 came out. Y'all weren't happy. Y'all were on the list. You gonna watch it this year?
And see you know what? What they do 1 week already?
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it a little bit here and there, but it really doesn't matter. That's irrelevant to me. I'm be the best player I can be. You know, guys vote on that. I don't know if the media votes, but hey, guys around the league, they know what it is when you step on that field on Sunday. And regardless, I'm in the top 100 or not, you know, I play as a top 100 player, and it is what it is.
How does Joe Woods help you guys, especially with the turnover year to year and just kind of keeping that motivation with the secondary?
You know, Joe Woods, he's a great coach. He's probably one of the best coaches I've had in my whole career. You know, he's just very technical. He motivates us. He's a great motivator. You know, even the whole team, Coach Koob had Joe talk to us during the playoffs because the things he say in our DB room to get us motivated. And just technically, he's really not even a coach. He's kind of like an extra player for us. But, you know, it's fun playing for him.
Now that this is your guys' second year in Wade's scheme, can you guys expand on it, or have you used every aspect of it?
Right now we're just going over the bases, but I'm sure, you know, Coach is going to throw some new defenses in for us. You know, we ran a lot of the same things last year, so teams are going to try to get try to catch on to what we're doing. So we just got to change it up a little bit.
Coach said earlier this offseason he expects you to be closer to the line, play a little bit more. Is that something that you're excited about?
You know, I've been doing it every year since I've been in the league, so I'm always excited. So we'll just see how many of those calls I get this year.
Who Okay. Thanks, TJ. Thanks.